This weekend's holiday means fireworks and outdoor fun for many Utahns. It also means more fire risk. KUBR's Judy Faze has the story.
Jason Curry is Utah's state fire spokesman. He didn't have far to go from his downtown office Wednesday to find a hillside above Memory Grove that was covered in golden grass. It's thigh high here and so dry it's brittle.
It just crackles under your feet. It's ready to burn. Any type of ignition in this type of environment, especially on these hillsides, is going to end up in a tough-to-tackle fire situation.
Curry says Utah's already had over 200 fires this season, backfiring cars, sparking trailer chains, straying holiday fireworks, and other human causes typically trigger over half of Utah's wildfires.
We're already busy enough with lightning. What we don't want is human-caused fires, because that just gives us more to deal with and more of a chance that something's going to escape our ability to keep up with it and end up in a large catastrophic wildfire.
Curry says fire and fireworks restrictions vary from place to place and sometimes day to day, so it's best to check with local agencies for the latest information. Sean Graziano is heading into City Creek Canyon for a walk with his mother and his dog. He's been surprised to hear Utahns complain about fire limits since his home state of Arizona has tougher ones.
And you actually have more access to everything around you when there are restrictions in place. It's kind of a give and take.
Graziano is so attuned to fire-prone landscapes that he carries a fire extinguisher in his Jeep. Judy Faze, KUER News.